You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that just can't seem to get anybody interested in purchasing their bathwater. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
Oh boy, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go over, but first let's talk about some things we have been checking out. And not my bathwater.
We'll get into that later.
We'll get to that. There is news, believe it or not.
Fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction. All right.
It's true.
Who has a thing they've been doing?
I mean, I've got a couple things.
Let's hear it.
I've been engrossed by a new phone game.
Oh, cool.
Is it Dr. Mario?
No.
Well, then I don't want to hear it. No, I'm kidding.
Aww. I mean, I've been playing that too, but I figured we could talk about that together.
Yeah.
It's called Shop Titans.
Okay.
And it's kind of weird. You own a medieval shop.
Oh, right.
And you use artisans in the village to make items, and then you can sell those items, and you can also hire adventurers to go out and adventure and collect things for you.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And you can you equip those heroes with stuff that you either make or purchase for the shop.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty interesting.
It kind of sounds like Soda Dungeon.
It's a lot like Soda Dungeon, except I think it looks better, and there's a lot more customization to it.
Okay.
Like, you can, like, kind of, like, customize, like, the layout of your shop, and then you can buy things for the shop, for the outside and the inside, that entices local adventurers to come into the shop and come buy things.
Interesting.
It's like, the higher prestige you have, the more higher-level heroes will come into your shop to spend money.
Okay, that actually reminds me of an old 3DS game called Weapon Shop Omase or Weapon Master Omase. It was that concept, but also a rhythm game where basically you were hired to forge weapons, and when you're like tapping out, like you're heating up the sword or whatever, and then tapping it out to the beat like a rhythm game with your stylus. But it was a lot of like, okay, you have to make X amount of weapons, and you get other adventurers to come in and buy the thing, and they bring you better things to make better weapons with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds really interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I started a little merchant guild town thing, and I've got a couple of members now.
Nice.
And various people can invest in the town, like for the different artisans to level up those people so they can, you can craft things faster, get more materials like wood, iron, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad. I've been like going nuts on it a lot lately.
Right on.
Sounds
I like it.
Me and Lego Tower recently. Yeah. I've been playing the heck out
Man,
of Lego
I almost
Tower.
Downloaded that. I almost did.
It's good. It's just Tiny Tower, if you've ever played that, or Tiny Death Star.
Man, I miss Tiny Death Star.
It's the exact same thing, but everything's made of Legos.
And it makes it that much better?
I guess, yeah.
For you.
Yeah. I mean, it has a really fun look. Like, some of the things in it look almost like photorealistic images of Legos, of things built with Legos.
Really?
So, that aspect of it is fun, but it is also just a clicker where you don't really do much of anything. Mm-hmm. But
you just kind of come back when you've earned enough money or whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And build another floor or whatever. It doesn't seem terribly stingy with its premium currency either.
That's nice.
If you sit and work the elevator a lot, you can send people to different floors. Eventually, you'll build up a decent amount of premium currency. So.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It doesn't feel like a total screw job.
Well, hey, while we're talking about phone games, we might as well talk about Dr. Mario real quick.
Yeah, Mario World came out on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
It's Nintendo's newest foray into mobile phone gaming.
And you know what? I think they did this one right.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot.
It feels right.
Mm-hmm.
I also like it when you pop in like the capsule or whatever, and when you complete the chain or whatever, and you maybe like have half a capsule piece left.
And you could still move that other half around.
Yep.
Yeah.
That feels really good.
Yeah.
So this is basically Dr. Mario, which is a kind of, sorta, maybe a little bit variation on Tetris, kinda.
Yeah, that's a safe.
It was definitely one of the early Match 3
yes.
type games.
Yeah.
Actually, originally was Match 4. Mm. Now it's Match 3.
And
this
first
version
helps.
Is Match 3.
Yeah. It helps the matches go a little bit quicker, and
it doesn't
everything.
Play like the original Dr. Mario.
It doesn't.
Really. It's reminiscent of it though enough.
Yes.
It's like Dr. Mario mixed with I'm assuming Candy Crush. I don't know. I've never actually played Candy Crush.
Candy Crush plays a more like
Bejeweled.
Or Puzzle Heroes or whatever it's called.
Puzzle and Dragons.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, and this one, it seems pretty fun. Has, you know, various levels. It has a world map, which is kind of neat. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can unlock various doctors.
And assistants.
Yeah. It's also not super stingy with its premium currency. I mean,
no, it is.
It is. Okay.
Then with the diamonds. Yeah. I've played.
Oh, the diamonds. Sure.
I've played all the way to like the 56th level and I've only gotten 10 diamonds.
Okay.
But say I don't have any diamonds.
Yeah. And I've only done the gotcha mechanic thing like about 4 times.
Okay. See, I was just going to say the you get a pretty hefty amount of gold.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I get lots of gold
every time. And that's,
but it costs 4,000 of it to use the gacha thing.
Yeah, that's true. That is kind of an issue. Yeah,
it is stingy, but not gameplay-wise. You can play the game for perfectly long.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on how badly you want those 3 stars.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
So far, I will not progress until I get 3 stars in a level.
Oh, I gave up on that a long time ago.
Yeah, same here.
I'm not. So far, I've 3-starred everything I've done.
I figure what I'm going to do is get through one world map and then go back before I start the next world map and clear those last couple so that, you know, I'm up to 100% by the time I get to the next map, but just blow through to unlock everything.
I can't. There's a part in the first world where the world map branches off.
Oh, the timed ones.
And there's 3 levels where instead of playing like normal Dr. Mario, you have to do it as fast as you can.
The second one I cannot do.
Yeah, I can't do the second one either.
I don't think I'm there yet.
It is crazy hard.
Yeah.
I've heard you getting very mad at this game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because when you lose, like, and you're out of hearts, you're done. You just can't play anymore.
Yeah.
So there's kind of stakes. Like, don't screw up or you're done.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it when I'm playing and then I'll do, like, some stupid mistakes like I used to do in, like, old Mario or old Dr. Mario. And I'm like,
Yeah, you rotate it the wrong way and slap the wrong color down. It's like,
I'm better than this.
Yeah, I'm better. Yep. I can do better than this. Or when you're in a versus mode match and do that, and you're just kind of like, can I just concede now?
Right.
Yeah. I haven't attempted the versus yet.
Yeah, which that's it's another fun thing. It's got a versus mode that's really fun.
It's fun until it's not.
Which at that point, you know, it's a fun game. Yeah. You're done.
Yeah, just set it down and do something else.
I mean, graphically, it's right up there with like Mario Run.
Yeah, it looks really colorful and sharp.
So you're playing on the iPad a little bit.
It looks real nice on the iPad.
It does. Okay, cool. Yeah.
The sound effects, I think it needs some voice clips for the doctors.
Need some voice clips. The ready go voice might need a little better localization.
Yeah.
Because she does say "letty go."
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was cute the first time, but like when you're doing like 5 or 6 levels, one right after the other, right after the other, it's like, okay.
Well, half the time my sound's off anyway.
The music is very good, though.
It is.
Remixes of the classic Dr. Mario themes.
Yeah.
And now there's like a green virus, too. And
yeah, and a purple one.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. This will live on my phone for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely all about Dr. Bowser's look.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Dr. Waluigi.
That's the test of time for a phone game is, if it's still on your phone after 2 weeks,
yes,
it's a winner. It wins.
That's,
I don't know. I have like a folder of games on my phone, and I forget half the time that there's stuff in there.
I have no space on my phone because it keeps bloating out with nonsense I can't find.
Oh, really?
So I have to really pick and choose what games I have on my phone.
Yeah. No, I my phone is always filled to the brim with like podcasts and stuff. So I don't have a ton of room either. But yeah. No, this one's going to be on there for a while, I think. If we're talking about things we've checked out this week, I went back and revisited a movie formative to my high school career. Something I quoted a lot, much to the chagrin of people around me. I rewatched Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
That's a good one.
It is.
Yeah, when he sticks his tongue out, and it's got a little face on it.
It's tonguey.
We taught him wrong on purpose as a joke.
As a joke.
Yes, I have seen that one a couple of times.
Face to foot style. How'd you like it?
Oh, God. Now we have to watch.
Oh, it's it you know, it still holds up for the most part. There are some things that are a little very, very dated. And
I have a feeling that there's probably a couple like Chinese racist kind of jokes in there.
There are a few of those. There is a couple of very borderline gay panic jokes, but the movie came out in 2002. Yeah. So people weren't thinking about that much.
Man, I thought it was older than that.
I thought it was 99 as well, but like it's 2002. Yeah.
There was a Riff Tracks I watched the other day that it was a Bruce Lee movie. And I'm like, oh, cool. I get to watch a Bruce Lee movie. It was not a good one.
Was it the Chinese Connection or was it?
No, I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
But I was surprised at the Riff Tracks boys for some of the jokes they did.
Really? Yeah.
Because they were not great.
Well, yeah.
It's probably one of their really earlier ones.
Sure. But yeah, Kung Pao definitely still hits quite a few places. It's still a really
Didn't
funny.
Didn't that guy do those stupid little movies that are...
Thumb Wars?
Yeah.
He did Thumb Wars. He did the Jimmy Neutron movie. And also Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Steve Odenkirk?
Steve Odenkirk, yeah. Well, yeah. Which for the longest time, I mixed up with Bob Odenkirk. Those are two very different people.
The lawyer from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. But like...
What if they were brothers?
Oh, man. That'd be pretty wild.
Like, my sister loved the Thumb Wars movies.
Mm.
I'm Ooby Dooby Scooby Canooby, the man with the weirdest name in the galaxy.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Like,
Steve,
on par with these.
Stop making your thumb movies in here. I'm trying to do that episode of Tim and Eric's...
Awesome Show, Great Job.
No, the other one.
Oh, Tom Goes to the Mayor?
No, the other one.
Bedtime stories.
Where I clip people's toes off.
Oh, I guess I missed that one.
Oh, it is horrifying.
Really?
It is genuinely creepy and skin crawly. Mm. Bob Odenkirk plays this guy that is like, he's like a dentist that clips
a podiatrist,
and it's in a world, I guess, where that's a procedure people have. They have their toes clipped off.
Oh.
Ooh.
And it's really weird and really gross.
Yeah, I'm good.
And like he plays it straight the whole time. Like, he's acting up a storm in this like bizarre. It was when Tim and Eric did their own kind of Twilight Zone kind of show. Oh,
okay, yeah, it's what it sounds like. But yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, it gave me the willies the whole way through, like. Which I think is the whole goal of Tim and Eric's bedtime stories.
Sure, yeah.
Was that one where they live in a pub? They're two guys that live in a public bathroom.
Okay.
I think it's on Hulu. Don't watch it. Stranger Things season 3.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
We've taken in about 3 or 4 episodes of it, and I think it's my favorite season they've done yet. It's a little bit more fun. A little bit more out there, mm-hmm. I would say. Kind of has some John Carpenter-y vibes with the monster, which is always good.
That's cool.
I love me some John Carpenter. I just love the characters in the show. So that's what really gets me coming back, is each of the individual characters are so well developed and mm-hmm. just feel like your friends from Hawkins.
Yeah, I still have yet to watch a single episode of Stranger Things.
You should. I know it gets hyped to death.
Yeah, that's what's kept me away from it a little bit. It's like, it can't be that.
It's one of those things that nobody ever shuts up about. Mm-hmm. And no, it probably doesn't live up to the hype, but it's still a really good show.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth watching. It's not hard to go to eat through a season of it.
Yeah, that might be something I'll sit down and knock out at some point.
It's easily digestible and fun. It at least deserves more of the attention than like Game of Thrones got.
Fair.
Which might
I
be...
feel like the premise for Stranger Things is probably more up our alley.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
80s nostalgia
mm-hmm.
and then the weird sci-fi slash horror vibes of it and references to things versus this is our fantasy dragon sex show.
Yeah. It's just like somebody sat down and was like, okay, it's like Lord of the Rings, but everybody's doing it.
Thanks, George R.R. Martin.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing I checked out this week, there was a big update to the Power Rangers Battle for the Grid fighting game.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, get the button ready. Get the button ready. I'm not going to talk about it for long because there's really not a whole lot to talk
you
about.
You need to put a Power Rangers sticker on the...
I do, yeah.
The thing for
just
it.
A lightning bolt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But no, the update is actually, it's pretty nice. I mean, the game is still pretty janky, has some issues, especially with like frame data and stuff like that. They have, also all the models are still just ripped from the phone game, so they don't look...
Great.
They don't look great, but they do a passable job. I haven't dug into the story mode yet. Apparently, there's a full story mode that's coming out in, like, seasons.
Hmm.
So, like, it's an ongoing thing. They actually got Jason David Frank to do voices, which makes sense. Also, Austin St. John came back and did some voices. The first time that he has done anything Power Rangers related in, like, 20 years.
Oh, I thought he's made an appearance here or so lately at, like, different conventions.
He's been showing up in conventions. I guess technically the last thing he showed up at was... There was an episode called Forever Red that was like on season 8 or 9 that all the Red Rangers showed up for one episode and he was there.
Yeah.
Austin St. John historically hates JDF's guts.
Oh, they hate each other.
They hate each other so much.
I was going to say, did they not tell him that JDF was also in the game?
Well, they recorded at two separate locations. And yes, they avoid each other's cons as much as possible. They have had to be in the same place at the same time a couple times, but they do not care for each other. But from what I understand, from the little bit of voice acting I've heard, Austin St. John still has it. Like, they pitched his voice up just a little bit because, you know, he is a
older.
He is a near 50-year-old man now.
Playing a 15-year-old or whatever.
Playing like an 18-year-old. So they did pitch it up a little.
I mean, he's also, you know, good. Went on to be like an EMT fire rescue kind of guy, too. So
he served in Iraq for a while.
Playing a teen with attitude.
Yeah. And rumor has it he is coming back for the second season of Beast Morphers.
Hmm.
He's going to be in like a mentor type role for a couple episodes, which is cool. Anyway, the other thing they added for this game beyond the story mode is hit sparks. Every time you hit someone or get hit, sparks fly off your character, just like the show. Tiny little bits of, you know, pyrotechnics or whatever. It does a great job hiding those bad graphics. And they added two new characters. They added... Oh, gosh, who was it? It was the gold...
The tribe man.
Yeah, the gold ranger from Power Rangers Zeo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was Jason, but it's also another alien named Trey of Triforia, who sucks. Trey's worst.
I thought Jason was the...
Jason.
You did say Jason.
Jason, yeah. What happened in...
Jason.
Jason. No. Yeah, the alien on the show... got sick, lost his powers, had to transfer them to Jason to keep them active.
Yeah.
So he came back for half a season, and then at the end of the season, as the Gold Ranger, then at the end of the season, he transferred the powers back to the alien, and the alien went back to his home planet because Poochie had to go home.
Yeah. Of course, in the original Sentai, he was a child emperor.
He was
like
a child from ancient times, yes.
Yes, that's why it's a pyramid.
Shows are weird.
Yeah.
The other character is Jen Scotts, who is from Time Force. She is probably one of the most competent characters in Power Rangers history, and Erin Cahill, the actress who played her, is excellent. She does a lot of... She's, like, one of the few that actually broke the mold to become, like, an actual, like, actress.
She's a real Rose McIver.
She is. Well, I guess... I know I would say maybe a step below Rose McIver only because the majority of her acting... credits now are like Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh no.
There's like New Vermont Christmas or something like that, which is legitimately charming. It's an actually good show, good movie. It's very cute. And she does a great job in it, but she's made the transition.
Mm.
But the character itself is great. She has two swords because it looked like clock hands. One's a little bit shorter than the other.
Yeah.
And there's like a 6 p.m. like strike where she like puts her arms up and down and like slashes.
Mm.
It's super good. And they are going to be adding Lord Zedd here within the next month or so.
One of the few original Power Ranger characters.
Yes, one of the American only. Yeah.
That's what we thought was cool here for America is a flayed man.
A flayed man with an open skull brain. Yeah, and big metal pipes and stuff.
Who used to be a legit competent villain until parents made them tone him down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kids were getting scared, so they made him a goof.
Well, he looks like a freaking Cenobite, so...
He does, yeah.
Yeah. The fact when he sits in the throne, he gets blood pumped through him.
Yeah. Oh, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, no, Lord Zedd was no joke. Those first couple episodes, like his first appearance, he destroys the original Megazords. That is baller.
Yes.
Also, Cinnabite sounds like something they serve at Cinnabon.
That, oh yeah.
Or something you can order as a dessert from Pizza Hut.
Oh, I could. Yeah, I could go for a bag of Cinnabites right about now. Yeah. Well, you didn't have to press the Power Rangers button. We're done.
I was hovering dangerously close.
You're getting close. You're getting close. I could see it. So, okay, I think we have time for one more check-em before the break.
Well, me, Cody, and Samantha all saw Spider-Man.
Yeah, talk
separately. Separately.
Separately, yeah. Go. Yeah, talk about a Spider-Man.
I went with my mom.
Tell me, Mom. Tell me about A Man Called Spider.
Hey, it was really good. Yeah, without getting spoilery, it was a fantastic movie. Yeah.
I saw it twice.
Excellent.
I would see it twice if I was given the opportunity.
Well, the first time around, I didn't stay till the end credits.
Oh, that's a mistake.
And then I heard there was an end credit, and I was like,
that's a rookie mistake, Josh.
And it was. I Iron Man'd myself.
You did.
And it is worth staying for. It's a big bomb drop of after credits.
It really is. Even nice. Though the mid-credit one is still the better one.
I couldn't help but spoil myself on the mid-credit, and that makes me so happy without talking about it. Mm-hmm. It makes me so, so happy.
Like, I saw that, and I was like, my girlfriend grabbed my hand, and I was like, yes!
Of all the characters to bring out of the non-Marvel Studios movies,
that
was the one. That's the one.
There was just, like, such a loud gasp in our theater.
It was the best.
Yeah. So we'll probably do a full spoiler-filled review probably next week, because I know by the end of this week I will have seen this movie. And 2 weeks is a pretty good window.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would say. Yeah, I didn't think we were going to get real deep into spoilers today anyway.
I mean, it's a really good film. Everyone does a really good job. It definitely feels like kind of a more lighthearted film.
You know, you kind of need it.
You know,
yeah, after
the yeah,
after how heavy Endgame was.
Yeah,
I've heard some people say that this feels almost like a coda to Endgame than the beginning of the next phase. Is that fitting?
Okay. Yeah, it was definitely how the world is coping with a lot of things that happened because of the events.
Okay,
but it's also seen through the eyes of high school children.
Oh, that's cool.
In a way,
well, I mean, smart high school children. Because
well, yes,
it's like
yes,
a smart school.
Yes, yeah. Everyone's acting is on point. Mm-hmm. I loved the Peter Parker, Mary Jane chemistry in this film.
Yeah.
Especially compared to past films. They definitely felt like they felt kind of genuine and fun. Especially with this version of Mary Jane. Well, of MJ.
Yeah.
Technically, her name's not Mary Jane.
Right. I've heard there is a running gag about one kid that didn't get snapped and is now in their grade that was like 12 before everyone disappeared.
Yeah, like they make a joke. It's like it's kind of weird we all came back. And he used to be this little kid who cried a lot and had got nosebleeds, and now he's like older and all the girls want him. Like funny. he glowed up real big.
Oh, that's funny.
There's a really funny gag when they're talking about the snapping in and out thing,
mm-hmm.
and like how people came back exactly where they were.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Like you see a video of like all these like school like band kids disappearing in the middle of a performance, and then popping in the middle of a basketball game. And all, like right where they were, and just like one kid just gets beamed with a basketball.
Yeah, oh, nice.
It really grounds the events of Infinity War
really?
And Endgame in kind of a neat way.
Cool.
Makes you think about the logistics of that actually happening. Not too deep because it's a Spider-Man movie.
I mean, there like
it
I read
touches
a,
on it.
Like I read an article where they talk about like other things, like how they wanted to see a wider global consequence of things.
Okay.
Because like you know, think about like half of all life in the universe blips out. Just think of Earth alone. You got to think of like governments falling, what happened, you know, on a global scale.
Sure. And then all of a sudden you have double, once you've gotten used to having half your
population gone,
and it becomes the norm.
Or people like took over where people disappeared or something, and all of a sudden this other person's back. Like say the president disappeared and the vice president steps up or whatever, or a new president, and all of a sudden the old president shows back up.
Yeah.
Like how?
What do you do? Yeah.
Yeah. Or you know, would countries disappear and they become new countries? You know what happens?
Say your husband or wife, your partner gets snapped and you get remarried. Is that a thing?
They
don't spoil it.
It does get mentioned.
Okay. Yeah, there is a mention.
Not a big part of the movie. Or
okay,
anything,
no, it's
but
not.
Okay. That gets mentioned.
But it's kind of like it's kind of like a ooh.
See, it's cool that they're thinking about that kind of stuff. It shows that they are really taking their time with this kind of.
thing. All the action scenes are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Some characters are sort of mentioned.
Okay.
But like they're not quite their comic book comparisons.
Okay. Okay.
But the mentions are there.
All right.
Mysterio looked great. Yeah. Like the way they do the fishbowl helmet is mm-hmm. not quite as dumb.
Oh, now that's a shame.
He's very Doctor Strange.
Okay.
In his look, yeah.
Okay. And that's, I imagine that is probably intentional.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think we have said about as much about this as we possibly can.
Okay, I got one more thing.
Got one more.
And it's just kind of a general Tom Holland as Spider-Man thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he was quippier. That's the only, I love him as Spider-Man. He's excellent. I just wish the character was quippier because that's more of who Spider-Man is.
Yeah, it's and that's more on the writers than him himself, yeah. Really.
And he was awfully quippy in Homecoming.
He was. Civil War, he had a couple good quips, too. He did.
Maybe they made it a point to have him not be as quippy in this because he is dealing with, like, he's basically just come back from war.
It's true. But he's such a... A soft puppy dog eye boy. And it's like, Spider-Man is a little more sarcastic than that. He's a little...
But, yeah.
I'll tell you who gets
it. I can see maybe in future movies they'll get back to that. But yeah. I can give them this allowance just because he did die in space and his best friend and mentor did also die like right in front of him.
That's true.
I would maybe not be as funny.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be the joke machine as much if that had happened to me.
There are some good jokes. Flash has a couple good digs.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And that almost feels like they're combining Flash and Harry Osborn, though.
Yeah, because they haven't introduced Harry Osborn.
No, there is no... So far, no Osborn has been introduced.
Yeah.
But also...
Although I feel bad for Ned.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Ned because, like, his name is taken from the
Hobgoblin.
From one of the Hobgoblins.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can't see him becoming a bad guy. I think it's a bad move.
I think it would be an interesting twist.
I mean, it kind of would be the Harry Osborn of this universe.
Yeah.
But also, like, with the Flash Thompson thing,
mm-hmm.
they kind of touch on in this film, is he's, like, from a really rich family.
And they touched on that in the first one as well.
Yeah, and I don't remember Flash in the comics being, like, he was more the football star than...
Yeah, Flash was the big dumb jock
that beats Peter Parker.
But when you go to an all science, you know,
high school,
you can't really.
There's not
do
a
that.
Football boy.
Yeah, so yeah. He's kind of more like he's definitely more a.
Yeah, well, none of these kids are dumb. Like,
no,
they,
right,
they
no.
can't be dumb.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Flash is. I mean, he's probably smart, but he's also got like this really arrogant like thing about him.
So that's what you do. If you can't do dumb jock, you do
super arrogant.
Super arrogant. Jerk.
He's like an 80s movie villain.
Yeah. See, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we have hit time here. I hate to cut things off. We'll talk about this in way more detail next week. But let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we'll talk about some news.
Hey, we're back. That was Bathwater by No Doubt. And since we've made strange mentionings of Bathwater a couple times now in the show, we probably should explain why.
Do we gotta...
I mean, we've kind of locked ourselves into it at this point.
I mean, we got to get the dirty truth out.
Yeah, let's dump this down the drain.
Yeah,
here we go.
Let's stew in this one a minute.
We good. We got them all out of our system.
Just really soak it up.
Just, yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so there is an online...
Personality?
Twitch streamer, Instagram model.
Something.
Gamer girl.
Gamer girl. Something. Belle Daphne?
Belle Delphine?
Belle Delphine.
I think is what her name is.
Someone who I had no
idea who she was.
Oh, no, she was not even on my radar before this happened. But apparently she's got a fan base of some really...
awful people.
Awful, thirsty gamer boys.
both in the figurative and literal sense, as it turns out. Because, well, I did a little research into this. She has a history of trolling her... Her followers online.
Because they're very predictable.
Yes. So in her online store, she put for sale jars of her own bathwater.
Labeled it Gamer Girl Bathwater and sold it for $30 a jar.
$30.
And they sold out.
Yep. Excellent grift.
Like, I can't be mad at this.
No.
Yeah.
Like...
Get it, girl.
Yeah, do it. I mean, if these people are dumb enough to
buy your bath,
buy used your bath garbage. Water. And I don't know, want to know what they're doing with it. I know they're drinking it. I don't want to know that though.
They're boiling it down to just the
essence.
Just the essence.
Yeah. Like this is bizarre.
It's like when you boil ocean water to get the salt.
Yeah. Just want to get the they want to reduce it down to what is that called when you like do that with a sauce? A reduction.
A reduction. Yes. A reduction get a nice of gamer girl.
Gamer
yeah.
girl reduction going on.
Yeah, this is just
you know what?
People have more dollars and cents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like any time there has been like a mass demand for something stupid, like the Szechuan sauce or something.
But at least the Szechuan sauce tastes good.
At least that like,
not
you
when
don't...
people were selling Szechuan sauce packets from 1994.
And you don't know what that bathwater tastes like, so maybe it is good. Maybe it's delicious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to spend $30 to find out.
Also, if you're above a certain age and buy a 19-year-old's bathwater,
you go to prison.
Yeah.
You're nasty.
You're nasty. You should probably go to prison.
Like, yeah. It just puts out there that, like, there are really, really, really creepy guys out there. And it makes me feel bad as a culture.
Yeah,
I hope it's not even real bath water.
I'm sure
it's
not.
I hope she just filled it up with tap water and sent
exactly.
it out. I hope that's
maybe
what
like
it
a
is.
Drop, maybe like a drop of Dawn in there.
Maybe,
just to give it a soapy aftertaste.
Maybe put a pinky in there. Just,
yeah. Ugh, yeah, yikes. Yikes, oh yikes, oh yikes. But,
and the story has gone a little deeper as of today. She's selling a $10,000 Extreme Gamer Girl bathwater, which is like a big transparent Rubbermaid tub that she soaked herself in.
Supposedly.
She's going to give them a video of her in the tub. So. Oh.
And she'll make the money. Someone will buy it because people don't know what to do with their money. Like, it's... What's wrong with people?
Why aren't they giving us that money?
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'd like to announce our newest thing in our store. I'm going to start bottling and selling my own sweat, Puddles of Podcaster. You know what? I'll even run it through a pour over coffee strainer. I'll get all those good microbials out of it before I send them out. Hey, I'll go the extra mile, and I'm only charging $15. So, like, it's a deal. It's a steal.
Puddles of Podcast. Nerd over sweat.
Nerd over. I like that. That's a good one. Yep. Branded. Perfect. Nailed it.
But anyway, why nerd people be gotta weird?
Why they gotta be like this? I find myself asking this question more and more often. As things get weirder and weirder and weirder.
You know, I remember when people used to make fun of Japan for weird stuff.
Yeah, they're not doing this.
No. No. Yikes-a-rooney. Okay.
Right.
Well.
The San Francisco treat.
Let's move on.
It's just those really sad, like, incel types that, like...
Yeah.
That don't have any real contact with ladies at all, and like this is the one thing they can do.
Yeah, this is not the way to do it. This is not the way to go about it.
There was a good thing I saw on Reddit. Somebody did an Ask Reddit that said, if you bought the bathwater, why? And somebody said, one of my friends bought it to do a video about it, and then somebody responded, to actually do a video about it, or is this like when I buy a Lego set for my quote unquote kids to put together?
Yes. No, that's makes a lot of sense. Also, I have absolutely 100% used that excuse. My favorite is, hey, McDonald's, what toys do you have in? My nephew and niece are going to love this.
I remember
no one believes it.
When Beanie Babies were the craze, my mom went to McDonald's like every day on her lunch to get Beanie Babies for my sister.
Oh, yeah.
My parents made us eat McDonald's for like a week so we could get those dumb Beanie Babies.
Oh,
it was a nightmare.
We learned very early on that you don't need to buy the meal to get the toy. You could just pay them a buck and a half and they'll just give you a toy. So like, yeah, we had all of those things. I remember the biggest McDonald's toy hunt we did was for, do you remember the Inspector Gadget movie?
The first one?
Yes, with Matthew Broderick. they sold like all of his body parts like individually, because there one was like an extendo grabber and one was like a flashlight and like different things, mm-hmm. but they all snapped together to make an Inspector Gadget.
A Voltron Inspector Gadget.
They formed a very bad Voltron where the hat didn't stay on for anything. We drove in one day, I want to say, to 7, maybe 8 McDonald's.
Wow.
Asking for the toys. Because collector mentality, gotta have it.
Oh, wow. I think one of the biggest hunts we had was the Batman Forever glass cups from Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
I miss when they used to have collector's cups.
I do, too.
I think they're all still in my dad's kitchen.
Nice, nice. I still have the Star Trek reboot.
I have the Spock one. I have two Lord of the Rings ones.
Nice.
My dad has a bunch of, like, well, they used to do those Welch's jam jars.
Oh, the jam jars. Yeah.
That had characters on them. I think we had like a full set of Pokemon and like some Peanuts ones.
Oh,
or
I remember
something.
Those. Do you remember the X-Men VHS tapes from Pizza Hut?
Yes, I still have one.
Or the Ninja Turtles tapes from Burger King.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Flintstones, the live-action movie, glasses from McDonald's. My parents have the entire set. We use them on fancy occasions.
When you want to rock out, right?
That's right.
Halle Berry's first movie.
This is not my Barney Rebel mug. Let's talk about some news. Hey, Nintendo made a big announcement.
Yeah, let's
morning.
Talk about some Nintendos.
There's a new version of the Switch coming out.
Which we knew was kind of coming.
Yeah. They had leaked it a while ago.
It was like one of the worst kept secrets in a long time. It's been leaked about 15 different times by like the Wall Street Journal and stuff like that. It's a Switch, but it doesn't do TV mode, so you can't dock it.
Right.
You can't take the Joy-Cons off.
Right. No HD rumble, no infrared, so you can't use the Labos with it.
Yep, it's a pared down Switch with a little bit better battery life and a real D-pad. That's cool.
That's cool.
And some fun colors.
Yeah, and the colors are really good.
They're pretty good. Yeah, I'm glad they're making this. There is a market for this because
I definitely feel like it's something aimed maybe more toward children.
It is more of a children's thing. It is a little smaller.
Yep.
It is more portable. I wish it came with some kind of clamshell or something, because this is more likely to toss it in your bag and go.
Yeah.
You need something for that cover. I don't think I'll be picking this one up. I'm perfectly happy with
full
portability of my Switch.
I always use handheld mode like 99.9% of the time. Mm-hmm. But even then, I don't see the value in switching.
You know, an extra 20% battery just doesn't seem as big of a
draw. But they're calling it the Nintendo Switch Lite.
Yeah,
which is in line with how they've named things before.
Right. And it is $100 off. It's $299 instead of $399, or $199 instead of $299.
I mean,
rather.
Not that Switches are like break the bank when it comes to video game systems, but
it's a lot more palatable when your 8-year-old wants one, I'm
this
sure.
Is true. This is true. And since they're not really, even though they said they weren't going to abandon the DS, kind of feels like they did.
Oh, no, it's done.
It definitely felt
it's
like
done.
A nail coffin.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the DS lights and stuff, and now we have the Switch Lite.
And a big thing on whether or not I'll pick it up is if you can have a Nintendo account run concurrently between two systems. Because historically, you have not been able to do that.
That is going to be an issue.
Because the DS technically had a separate account from your Nintendo account.
Right. I bet there's going to be limited connectivity between the two. But like, I bet it's going to be limited to, one, you have to have the Nintendo Switch Online program that you're paying for every year. And two, it's only going to work on games you have cloud saves for.
Mm.
Which means your Animal Crossings, it's not going to work. Some of those other games, it's not going to work. I am just
If it was a seamless transition between the two, I would buy this and I would leave my original Switch just in the dock all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be that. There's no way.
Yeah.
You were saying something about developers. I can't remember what.
Oh, yeah. And I'm afraid that some of the weirder and more advanced features that the original Switch has, I'm afraid developers are going to be afraid to use them. Because they'd be locking out the entire user base that uses the Switch Lite.
Yeah, basically a lot of the rumble system kind of stuff is going to get left by the wayside.
Which is like 90, if not 100% of the Labo stuff.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't have tabletop mode or or anything that uses detachable Joy-Cons.
Right.
So I hope that doesn't hurt the use of those functions, because they're cool functions.
They are cool functions. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think
because without the IF, you wouldn't be able to do a pro controller on it. Right.
Yeah. No,
that's Bluetooth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully it still has Bluetooth connectivity, so maybe it will have a tabletop mode.
It doesn't have the kickstand.
Oh, it don't?
No, it doesn't have a kickstand. So
you can't really use the... I mean, you could use the pro controller with it, but there wouldn't really be a point, because you'd be sitting in front of this little screen. Screen's smaller.
It's smaller.
It's a little bit smaller, mm-hmm. So...
Man, I hated the small screen as it is. That's why I don't play it in handheld mode. Yeah.
The one bonus is the D-pad on the left side, which is pretty cool.
It's a real D-pad and not the crappy four individual buttons.
Yeah, although if you're just a tiny bit handy for $30, you can mod your own Joy-Con.
That's why I use my Pro Controller. It's got a legitimate D-pad on it.
It's not that great of a D-pad on the Pro Controller honestly. Yeah.
I like my modded one that I threw together.
It does look nice.
And it is pretty nice. The only problem with it is when I reassembled it, the syncing lights, like when you plug the Joy-Cons into like the grip,
mm-hmm.
And it has like those four lights that kind of go back and forth, the bottom two lights do not light up anymore.
Mm.
But whatever.
So you can also buy a Joy-Con for $15. It's like by Hori.
Yeah.
That has a D-pad on it. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hori makes good Nintendo accessories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's a cool thing. It's a cool...
Oh, I'm sure they'll go gangbusters on it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Christmas time will be like, boom.
This is like when they announced the 2DS for the 3DS.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not for me, but it's cool, and I'm glad it's for someone.
Hey, 2DS was definitely for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody who can't see 3D to begin with. I can't really either, so...
Yeah.
Now we'll see if they do like a... Like a Switch XL or something.
That's in the rumors that they're going to have a Switch Pro announced next.
That would be kind of neat if they gave extra features like Bluetooth headset connectivity, headphone connectivity.
Yeah.
Maybe a slight graphics boost, kind of an Xbox One X situation.
That would be kind of neat.
Yeah, where you don't really need it.
Yeah.
It doesn't lock out people from certain games, but it does make them look just a smidge better.
And run just a little tiny bit faster. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be neat.
Not that the Switch was ever slow.
Well, I mean, it kind of is
when it first starts up.
It depends on what games you're playing.
Boy, that Battle for the Grid load times.
It does have
You can fit almost an entire match in the time it takes to load one match. Yeah, it's like a one-for-one thing.
Jeez.
Or that My Time at Portia game.
I kept thinking it was broken.
It takes a solid 3 or 4 minutes of loading.
Kidding.
Really? Wow.
Well, I don't want to hear you. Sea of Thieves loading is ridiculous.
It is. But, like, seriously, when you... It doesn't load much after that, but the first load is just inexcusably long.
Yeah. And that tells me that might be an issue with the RAM. Because if it's having to load so much to, like, the temporary memory in order to... run the game better, that might be an issue with RAM, which can be fixed.
Mm, maybe the Switch easily. Pro will have a bigger hard drive or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or flash. Maybe they'll
flash
put
memory. Yeah.
Maybe they'll put a solid state hard drive in there.
That'd be nice. All right, so hey, let's go ahead and move on to some other stuff. You know, we were talking about the Switch. What's this online rewind feature thing?
The NES Online, which is like the one thing you get out of subscribing to their internet service.
Yeah.
Well, and that and the ability to play games online.
Hey, poorly.
Tetris 99.
Yeah. Tetris 99 is great, though. Yeah. That's almost worth the
price of getting a physical copy and offline mode soon.
It's it's worth the $10 it costs or $20 it costs a year for just Tetris. God knows the internet on any of the games is garbage.
Yeah.
Splatoon is okay.
Splatoon's fine.
The new Mario Maker's online mode is really, really fun, but also just it lags like nobody's business.
Really?
It's inexcusably bad.
But anyway, what's this rewind thing?
You're going to be able to rewind the NES games as you play them. So if you mess up, you can rewind back a couple seconds.
Okay.
It's a feature emulators have had for a long time, but... It's cool to have that in there.
So it's not like a full-blown save state kind of thing, but it's just kind of running back.
Yeah, you can literally run back time and redo parts without having to start all the way over.
That's cool.
It makes a lot of old games a lot more palatable for people who aren't used to that level of difficulty.
I'm thinking the Mega Man games.
Yeah.
The original Mega Man games are super difficult.
The original Zelda is a lot easier when you can rewind.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Late game Mario levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool feature. I just wish they would add more good games to the service. They've really been mining those original black box like arcade ports really hard lately. And yeah. It's like nobody really wants to play those. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I can't wait until they eventually move on to super.
Yeah. Hopefully games. They do that.
I hope so.
They said in some sort of investor interview that they've been considering it. So
well, I hope so. That'd be awful nice.
Oh boy, another themed Joy-Con I can buy.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
I mean, there's still good NES games they haven't done yet. Mm-hmm. We haven't gotten Earthbound Beginnings. We haven't we're never gonna get a Mega Man because you can buy that separately.
Yeah.
But like, put a RPG, some RPGs of some kind on there.
Yeah.
We need Star Tropics 2 still. Like. These NES games that have, like, actual meat on their bones have not been...
Super Mario RPG, I would love to replay that in a handheld type situation.
Yeah. So I was going to say, that's what the SNES Classic is for.
Well.
Yeah, if I had that on handheld, I would have finished it a long time ago. Yeah. But otherwise,
that's your excuse for everything lately.
I've never finished Super Mario RPG because I don't have it on... The first time I finished Final Fantasy VII was because I could play it on the Switch.
Same here. Yeah.
Pacific Rim is getting a 2-season animated series on Netflix, along with our good pal Cuphead.
Yeah, okay.
Not in the same show. These are two separate shows.
That would be a wild show.
Could you imagine, like, Rubber Band Arms Jaegers?
Yeah. Rubber Hose.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the Pacific Rim one first. I mean, they both sound like really good ideas. But...
Yeah, this is going to be like an anime style.
Okay, sure.
So I'm wondering if it's going to look kind of like their Ultraman.
I was just thinking it's probably going to look a lot like the 3D. Like
that comet, yeah, that 3D style of Japanese anime.
Yeah. Have you watched any of that Ultraman, either of you?
I watched a lot of it. Yeah.
I tried to and I got bored.
I think
like
I'm
5 minutes
either in. Half or two-thirds through the season.
Okay.
It's not bad.
His suit is way over-designed, I think. It's very...
Yeah, but you got to think, this is, instead of an alien entity fusing with the body, it's an Ultraman created by men.
Sure. No, I understand that. But I think even like the Iron Man suit and like the Marvel movies, it wasn't as quite as like a liney and like overly...
It depends which Iron Man suit.
I'm talking about the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I think that the premise of giant robots punching monsters lends itself to...
That Godzilla series they had, well, those three Godzilla movies they had were of the CG style.
Yeah, I think it lends itself very, very nicely
the
to
the movies
some sort
are
of
basically
series.
Cartoons anyway. So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's the... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to move on to Cuphead, but
yeah,
if you got...
go ahead, no,
else,
go ahead.
Cuphead, on the other hand, like, it is a cartoon... But does it actually lend itself well to an actual cartoon?
Who's that for?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Is it going to be retelling the story of the first of the game?
I don't think.
Because there's not much of a story there. I mean, there is a story there.
Yeah, but.
But like.
And they've said it's not necessarily for kids type of thing.
Okay.
Well, the game itself really wasn't either.
Yeah,
if you get down to the bare bones of it.
Yeah, which is I think is what they meant. Like it has the same feel as the game, I guess.
Yeah.
But
we should explain. Cuphead is the game, and also this is going to be hand drawn animation, done in the style of old 1930s like Fleischer cartoon. Like you mentioned the rubber hose style, basically. Think of old Oswald the Lucky Rabbit or original Mickey Mouse. Or like those really, really early
those old cartoons.
So Felix the Cat. It's a lot of Felix the Cat.
Yeah, or those like just weird black and white cartoons where you have like a lot of... They did a lot of those like Halloween ghosts.
Yeah, the ones with like skeletons dancing around in a graveyard.
Yeah.
Playing their ribs like a xylophone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that level of stuff.
Yeah, and for that style and the method of them doing the animation, I'm... in for it. I'm just, yeah, you're right. I don't know if there's going to be as much of a story to kind of go there.
Yeah, like, Cuphead doesn't really have much of, like, a personality. The whole gist of the whole thing is that he is a cartoon, which works when you're in another medium. But when his character is, I'm a cartoon and you're watching a cartoon.
But
I don't know how
then
well
again,
that's gonna work.
How much personality did Mario have after his first game? And how much personality did Sonic have until
Sonic
he had his cartoon?
Always kind of had a bit of a personality, though, to be completely honest. But that wagging finger, he was always a sassy
or like,
blue
or,
boy.
Or when yeah. you stop moving in the game and he just looks directly into the camera.
He's always had some attitude baked in there, but Mario, not so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Netflix is willing to spend some money on this because it's going to cost a lot of money to make it look right.
It seems like they're going to. And I actually have a lot of faith in Netflix this time around. And they're making all that Stranger Things money. They might as well put it somewhere.
Yeah, they need to get like that announcer from Cuphead in there.
Oh, they will. Did you guys see the trailer for the DLC pack?
With the Goblet Girl or whatever?
Yeah, there's
I think I might have.
There's a Goblet Girl and like a whole bunch of new bosses. They teased a couple of bosses and it's like some chef, like Chef Salty or something like that, is like giving them missions.
Hmm.
And he is just a giant salt shaker, and the top of the salt shaker looks like a chef's hat.
I mean, yeah, if you look at a salt, yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
Further news, there's been a bunch of Pokemon Go data mine leaks.
Quite a bit.
And news lately.
Yeah.
It seems like they're going to work Team Rocket into the game somehow.
Yes, it actually looks like it is. Well, a few weeks ago, didn't we talk about Wizards Unite and how there's a feature not beyond the catching where there's like a battling type system as well for things that you don't necessarily catch right away?
Yeah.
It seems as though they're going to be peppering Team Rocket onto the maps, or at least at stops, in a similar fashion.
I hope it's just onto the maps and not at stops. There's enough to do at stops already. Mm-hmm. Like, give me somewhere to use all these Pokemon I've been, you know, buffing out other than gyms.
Right. But it looks like what it's going to do, at least from this data mine, it looks like kind of similar to how you can challenge the team leaders for like things daily. You can have like a one-on-one or three-on-three battle with a random Team Rocket grunt, and when you defeat them, you get items or the chance to catch one of their beefed up, kind of messed up Pokemon or something.
Yeah, because also talks of shadow Pokemon being in the game are in the data mines too.
Right.
And like in Pokemon Colosseum.
Yeah, and those are Pokemon you need to purify the darkness out of their hearts before you can use them on your team.
And they have like special abilities and stuff because they are kind of specialty kind of things. Because
they're remedial, they're rehabilitated Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, they need to add more to that combat going on.
And I agree.
Just because, like I said before, I want more opportunities to make my boys fight.
Yeah, yep, I agree.
Which is, in a sense, the purpose of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Right. We should also mention, going on right now, there are 5-star raids at gyms. It is Armored Mewtwo, which is a thing that wasn't in any of the games, but was from the first Pokemon movie.
Yes.
And is featured in its tie-in with the CG remake of the first Pokemon movie.
Yeah, which looks like released. Almost like shot for shot the Pokemon the first movie redone in CGI.
I thought you were going to say looks like garbage, which I mean, it kind of does. A little bit. Not that great as CG. Yeah.
But for the next... two, three weeks, you have a chance to catch a Mew with a bunch of, like, weird power armor. Mm-hmm. Like, weird, bulky, crazy-looking... Mewtwo. Sorry,
you said
Mewtwo.
Mew.
Yeah, no.
And there's, like, a bunch of experience multiplier event going on right now, too.
Yeah, like a catch multiplier and a hatch multiplier. Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
So if you're behind on levels, now's the time to...
Oh, man.
It's time to jump back in, Josh. Yeah. It's time to jump back in, dude.
I mean, we're on different teams, though.
So, get 1,000 coins, switch teams. Let's keep on rocking and rolling.
Little Mermaid, they announced who's going to play Ariel in the inevitable live-action remake of The Little Mermaid.
Yeah?
It's Hailey...
Bailey.
Bailey.
Because the first time I read it, I thought it was Halle Berry.
Yeah, I'm like, she's a little old to play The Little Mermaid.
I mean, yeah. No shade, she's a great actress.
Yeah, and I don't mean old, she's just not
Ariel.
A teenager. Right.
Yeah, and of course... There was a bit of discourse online because of it.
Because she's black.
Because she's black. And
you gotta expect that at this point, but can we just get over it already?
I wish we could just get over it.
I'm so sick of this happening every time somebody gets cast that's not white.
Like, people seem to forget that not that long ago, there was a movie called Gods of Egypt where there was one African-American actor.
Yeah, it was real bad. I watched it.
That movie is terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Chadwick Boseman is the...
Is played Thoth.
And he is a delight in that movie, but everything else just sucks. It's real bad.
It's like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to hear it because there was Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a response I saw online that really kind of summed everything up. It was the user on Twitter. I can't remember the user's name, but she's a redheaded woman. And she said, you know, when The Little Mermaid came out, I finally was able to look at a Disney princess and go, hey, that's me. And I can't wait for little girls now to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the right take.
Yes.
Like, come on. Let's just be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many ways we could say just be cool.
Be cool, guys.
Quit it, for God's sake.
If you have a hot take and
keep it to yourself.
like think about it for a second. And then keep it to your, like, come
like
on.
Like, the fact there were Facebook groups popping up called, like, you know, Make My Ariel or something like that.
That sucks.
And I'm like, what?
That sucks and is stupid. And you know what? If you really need that, watch the animated movie or wait for the inevitable Asylum Pictures cheap knockoff that's going to be in stores.
Small Fish Woman.
I mean, there's a Netflix movie called the Little Mermaid that looks like it's more based off the original tale.
The tragic story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just come on. Just be cool.
Yeah. Plus, we got a trailer for Mulan that came out this week too.
Oh, you know what? I never watched it. Is it good?
Yeah. It definitely, like, people are like flipping out because like they're removing some of the things from the original movie.
There's no Mushu.
Yeah. There's no Mushu, and I think there's no Li Shang.
Is that really a bad thing?
It looks like it might be more of a. Maybe a take on the actual story of Mulan.
And that would be cool.
Which at the same time also gets really dark.
Hey, sure.
Hey, why not do something different and not just exactly regurgitate the animated film?
Yep.
This is what they should have been doing from the start if they had to do this at all.
Although, to be fair, they did deviate from the story of Dumbo because there's no story in Dumbo.
I never saw Dumbo because I was not in the least bit interested.
I don't even care about the original Dumbo movie.
Apparently, they get through the entirety of the first Dumbo movie in the first 20 minutes and then had to make up something else.
Tim Burton made up the rest.
Yeah. So.
And in his original vision, Johnny Depp was Dumbo.
He played all parts.
Yeah. Every male was Johnny Depp and every female was Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, no, not anymore.
Oh, yeah, no,
hey, yeah, they're not together
true.
Anymore.
No. True. That would not happen.
Man, Tim Burton's so good when he's...
Back in the day?
Yeah, I guess when it's the 90s.
Yeah, when it's the 90s and it's that time between Beetlejuice and Ed Wood.
Beetlejuice, no.
Yeah.
Big Eyes was really good. It was a really good movie.
That was pretty good.
But other than... I like Sweeney Todd.
That was maybe one of the last ones that he really kind of cared about. Now it's more about, I'm going to do the weird because I'm Tim Burton.
Like Planet of the Apes, the makeup in that movie is really good.
Oh,
and a lot of the costumes are really good in that movie.
The rest of that movie is a wet
fart. That's about it.
Not a fan of that one.
Marky Mark walking around going, is that monkey talking to me?
I mean, to be fair, at least
is hilarious. The monkey's talking to me.
At least Helena Bonham Carter didn't look like Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, no, she actually did a really good job.
Zira,
yeah. Plus Paul Giamatti.
Oh, I forget.
As the baboon.
Yeah.
The shifty baboon.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then he stole the ending from a Kevin Smith comic book.
He sure did.
And then Tim Burton's excuse was that he would never read a lowly comic book, even though he directed two Batmans
also and almost a Superman.
Yeah.
And that and the fact that everyone kept calling it a remake. And he's like, it's not a remake. It's a reimagining. It's a remake.
But it was just the first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, let's go ahead and wrap things up. You have been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. We're also on various podcast catchers like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Actually, if you're on Apple Podcasts, I don't talk about this much. Ratings and reviews apparently help.
Yeah, leave us a 5-star review. Write us a little paragraph about what you like about the show.
Yeah, so I've been told that is a thing that helps. Yeah, and we're also on Patreon, patreon.com/nerdoverload now if you want to head over there and help support the show and get the episodes a few days early. That's pretty cool.
We also got those t-shirts. Get them at bit.ly/nerdoverloadt or go to our website and click on store.
Yep, we're going to have some more shirts going up here pretty soon.
We have a really cool Pokemon design.
We do. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Don't forget to pick up your bottle of Puddles of Podcaster.
Available soon.
Nerd over sweat.
Yes. And nerd over sweat.
All right. So again, thank you all for tuning in and we will be back next week.
Pizza out.